What does President Bush suggest about securities law and what needs to be changed? Donald Langvoort is a professor at Georgetown University where he specializes in securities law. Professor Langvoort, did you hear the president's speech today as a call for significant reform of the securities laws?
Not at all. It's a fire and brimstone speech about morality and enforcing what we have on the books now.
He called, though, for stiffer sentences, for example, for corporate fraud.
He called for stiffer sentences and established a task force in the Justice Department to prosecute. Those are good things.
He also suggested that CEOs whose earnings are traceable to deceit, he said, should have to forego all of that, should forfeit all that compensation. A principle of the law, is it ever done?
It's been done, but very rarely. And the SEC about 6 months ago said it was going to start doing this on its own. It's a very smart idea. It's not always easy to trace compensation to deceit or fraud, but when you can, you ought to take all that money away.
The president likes this idea that we've heard floated for the past week about personal vouchers being signed by the CEO, he said. We've seen other accounts that suggested the chief financial officer of a company as well, that they are vouching for the veracity of the company's financial statements. Is this a significant change from what we have now?
It's a little bit of a change, not a significant one. The CEO already signs the annual report, and the chief financial officer signs all the filings. And most lawyers would tell their clients, when you put your name on, you're vouching. This just puts a word, certification or voucher, on top of that process.
Another proposal from the president was that if you are convicted of fraud, either as a as an officer or, I gather, as a director as well of a corporation, you should be barred forever. This is after you've done your extended sentence, if that's approved. You should never be allowed to be an officer or a director of a publicly traded company again. New ground or as is?
The law has, for 12 years now, provided that the court can order that, but the courts had been very reluctant to be tough on executives. I think what this calls for is a slight reform in the law saying, courts, go ahead and put these people out of business.
What would you expect to see at the Securities and Exchange Commission in the way of beefing up their resources and staff, something else that's been talked about, that would really represent a real increase in the enforcement there?
Well, we'll see how many new enforcement attorneys come. He talked about 100. What you need are enough people to investigate suspicion of fraud. See if it's criminal, see if it's civil, and call the company on it, rather than just say, we don't have the resources, we're not going to be able to look at this.
But which is the case today at the Securities and Exchange Commission, without the added resources that the president has proposed, does a listed company know pretty much for certain that if it does something flagrant in its filings, it's going to get prosecuted? Or are there simply some deterrent cases that are selected and that are taken as an example to the others?
It's a little bit in between. The SEC has far too few enforcement attorneys, and probably will after this budget increase too, to go after the more than 10,000 public companies on a suspicion of wrongdoing. If it's flagrant, the SEC will bring the case. If it's suspected, but we don't know the extent of it, then it may just be a question of prosecutorial discretion.
President went very heavily on the CEO. In the end, this all comes down to the CEO. He said something to that effect. Is that true? Is this all about CEOs?
The CEO hires and fires and is, in a sense, better than anyone to get his or her hands into what's going on in the corporation. But the board of directors supervises the CEO, and they have a role to play in calling the CEO to be candid and honest. And we didn't hear much of that.
We're going to hear more about directors in a moment. But just before we leave you, Professor Langvoort, I just want you to give me a summary here. Do you think that people in the, on Wall Street would hear this speech and say, this is from a president who believes that we are still basically right, that what we do is sound, the system works, and he's on our side? Or is this somebody who just put the fear of God into everybody up and down Wall Street?
This was a speech designed to make no enemies on Wall Street or in the business community. It stayed away from the toughest issues. It was a nice stern lecture, but it doesn't suggest that things are going to change dramatically.
Donald Langvoort, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Donald Langvoort is professor of securities law at Georgetown University.